This is Desiring God Behind the Blog, special edition here with Rachel Jones, who's been one of our writers on the Desiring God blog, joined here by Tony Ranke. Rachel, would you tell us just briefly about yourself?
Sure. I am a wife and I have 3 kids. We've lived in the Horn of Africa for almost 10 years, and I love to write.
Oh, very good. An interesting story about how we got connected to Rachel. You and my wife were together at a retreat in February, and she heard there that you were a writer and had an article coming out in the New York Times. And so we thought, oh, Rachel and her family are connected to some of our friends. And so we looked into that and found out you're a great writer, and you agreed to write some articles for Desiring God blog. Turns out that my wife's sister's husband's cousin is your husband. And it doesn't always work that way here in Minnesota. Don't get the wrong impressions. But there's a little backstory on how we've had Rachel writing for Desiring God. Has written 5 pieces now, which have all been very helpful. Thank you for doing that. You were in the States until about August.
Yeah, we've been here for a year. Going back in August, my husband is working on his PhD at the University of Minnesota in International Development Education. So we'll be heading back at the end of August.
Very good. Have you always been a writer? How did you come to be a writer?
I have always loved writing. When I was, I think, 10 years old, my dad tried to submit one of my first stories to a publisher. Of course, they rejected it because it was terrible, but that was my initial exposure to the possibility of being published. And a couple years ago, I started publishing small essays in parenting magazines and travel magazines, and it's built since then. I wrote for a year for Running Times and published in Christian Science Monitor and then the New York Times, and then you guys asked me to start writing for Desiring God, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we contacted for the first time in the end of February, and your first article, I believe, was in the middle of March on Romans chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Very excellent piece. It was clear from the beginning that you understood scripture, you understood theology, you understood the pursuit of joy in God, you understood Christian hedonism, and you could write, and you're a busy mom. And so you put all those together, and it was really an amazing package and an amazing gift for the Desiring God blog.
When do you find time to write as a busy mother?
Yeah, well, my kids go to school, and so they're at school all day, and I'm blessed to be able to stay home, and so I have lots of time there. In Africa, it's a little bit different. The kids are home by 1 o'clock, and so the time for writing is less, and there's also language learning, and I'm helping other women adjust to life there and doing discipleship and all of the projects that our development organization does, and so the time for writing is a lot more limited, but there's inspiration all over the place, and so I just can't stop. It kind of is coming and coming. And
so you've had the trial by fire over the last decade or so. You've had small children in the home. Now you have a little bit more space to write because they're out. So maybe an encouragement for some moms who love writing, have small children in the home, that maybe a kind of respite is coming for some more writing.
Yeah, I don't think I wrote anything until my youngest was 3. And then the oldest were 9. And so there was a large period of time between graduating from college and actually starting to write. But all of the time it was fermenting in my mind, you know. And so when God finally opened up that space in life and opportunities, it's really been neat to see him bless it.
It was very significant to have a piece published in the New York Times. Tell us about that process. Anything you can tell us? Was it a long, difficult process? Did it come out of nowhere?
What happened? It came out of nowhere. I was really shocked. Like I said, I had some other essays, other places, and I'm always kind of sending things out. And I just sent one out to the New York Times, fully expecting to never hear back from them. And so when the editor there called, I was shocked. And you know, I knew a lot of people read the New York Times, but I never thought about how many read the New York Times. And so after that essay came out, there was just a flood of emails and encouraging things about the writing, about the story I had written about giving birth to my youngest on September 11th in Africa. And people were just really interested in the way that I was able to build a friendship with women of different culture, of different religion. You know, today so many things about other places are just divisive, especially about where we work. There are pirates, there are terrorists, you know, there's famine is there, and to see that there's a possibility of having a real relationship and friendship and to bring something beautiful out of that, you know, specifically in this story was my baby, but also just a community of learning and growing together was really communicated to people. And then, and so after that, then Tony Reinke contacted me about writing for the blog and working on a book, a memoir, with an agent. And so, yeah, it's been really wild since that essay came out.
And Tony's here with us. Tony has been instrumental in bringing Rachel and some other female writers to the blog recently. Tony, could you give us a little background on what you do as you interact with those writers, help them bring together pieces for the Desiring God blog, as well as what we're seeking to do with this group of writers?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the trick is to find ladies who understand Christian hedonism and delighting themselves in God, and then from there, you know, obviously a lady has to have a writing gift. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has to be able to communicate well. And so we've been able to find a team of ladies who have the kind of qualities that we're looking for. And so I'll typically get just a blog post idea from a random email that I'll get from a lady who says, hey, I've got this idea, what do you think? And so we'll sort of work back and forth on a narrative. So it typically begins with a story of something that happened in the house with the kids, and then I help to sort of sharpen the theological point and see where it needs to land, and then we'll go back and forth a couple of times on edits, and then it'll be ready to go on the blog.
Tony, thank you for your work with the DG blog and coordinating and working with these ladies on the post. And Rachel, thank you for your part and your writing. Please continue to write. We're being blessed by it. Many women and many men are being blessed by the practical application of into real life of the theology in your writing. And thank you for joining us in this special edition of Desiring God Behind the Blog.